we're going to be starting at the beginning of the 14th Perek. Cheresh shenasa b'kayach, cheresh shenasa b'kachas, a cheresh who marries a regular woman, a b'kayach shenasa chareshes. It's all rabbinic marriages in Ratzel Haitziyaitim, Ratzel L'kayim L'kayim. There's no problem with the cheresh. The problem is the cheresh, because the chareshes can accept a get, even if it's biblical. But a cheresh can only give a get because it's rabbinic. Shem shu kindness b'remiza, kachin moitzi b'remiza. Just like his marriage is through gestures, so his get can be done. His command to write a get can be done through gestures. Kayach shenasa b'kachas and his chareshes. So here's a biblical marriage, and she's now a chareshes. Because as the Mishnah will explain, the woman does not need a decision-making power to be able to be kinder her get. She doesn't have to be kinder, let's put it this way. The get has to be given to her, and it's given to her. She doesn't have to have an agreement. So therefore, you can give it to Chareshes. Nishtatis layaitzi. And the Gemara is going to explain at certain times it's biblical, and at certain times it's rabbinic, that one cannot divorce his wife, who unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam became a shaita. If Chareshua nishtata, if he became a cheresh or a shaita, and since he needs decision-making powers, ein matia alamas. Amar Abiyachim Benuri, neimau ishish in ischar shiyaita, ishish in ischar shiyaita. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Now, he's basically saying, as the Gemara will explain at the end, he's saying, personally, I think neither is good. But you will hold that the woman doesn't need das to accept the get, so why does the man need das to give the get? So Amar Lai, in the day, Misha Megarish, Nisha Miskarash, Shish Yaitu Lutanish Lai Lutaina. She doesn't have to agree to accept the get, Vishayna Maitu Lutaina. And I really don't understand Shat Rabbi Yechim Benuri. I didn't anybody explain him. Why Taka does he disagree with that? L'chaira, the woman doesn't need das to accept her get. So why in the world would he disagree? But he seems to say that the Chareshes cannot accept the get. I didn't see anybody explain him. I just don't know. Amahed Rabbi Yechim Megudgada Chareshes Shesi Avia, which is biblical. A Chareshes Ktana, her father married of, which is biblical, she yaitzeh the get. That's a Ra'am Reloi, Abzuki yaitzeh. What difference does it make if the father did a biblical marriage or if she herself did a biblical marriage? In both cases, get would work. Beizachim Chareshim, the son of Beizachis Chareshes. Two brothers who are both Chareshim, married to two sisters who are both Chareshis. We don't care. If the man is a cheresh, it's all rabbinic. And again, if the woman is chereshes, we don't care what the man is. Either way, the halacha is, because the rabbinic marriage, right, to the sister makes her an achais ishu rabbinically, and it cancels the mitzvah of yibum rabbinically. So then there is no achais isha, and there's a biblical zika, yichnaisu, they can do yibum. Since the whole marriage was rabbinic, so the marriage that he's assuming, his brother's marriage, is rabbinic, and therefore he can give a rabbinic get. Two brothers, one is regular and one is a cheresh. Right? So one is a rabbinic marriage and one is a biblical marriage. Meish cheresh pal pikachas, which is the rabbinic marriage. Ma yasa pikeach pal pikachas. Teitzim shemachais isha. This is his biblical wife's sister, and therefore he cannot do yibum. There's no mitzvah of yibum because it's an erva. However, meish pikeach pal pikachas. So now there's a biblical zika to the cheresh. Ma yasa cheresh pal pikachas. So he's stuck. He can't stay married because he has a zika to his wife's sister. But it's not enough of a zika to make it an erva because it's only rabbinic marriage to his wife. So maitzi ishta beget, ve'eshes achav achzura lailam. There's nothing he can do. He can't do yibum because it's his wife's sister. Even though it's a rabbinic wife, he can't do yibum. And chalitza is not a possibility because we're talking about a cheresh, and a cheresh cannot do yibum. Chalitza. Shnei achim pikchim nesun l'shtei achis, achis chereshes v'achis bikachas. Two regular men married to two sisters. One is a chareshes, who makes it a rabbinic marriage, and one is a pekachas, and makes it a biblical marriage. Meis pekeach bal chareshes. So ma yasa pekeach bal pekachas. Teitze mishra chaisisha. It's his biblical wife's sister, so there's no yibum. Meis pekeach bal pekachas. Ma yasa pekeach bal chareshes. Meis his ishta beget, because he can't stay married to her because he has a biblical zika to his brother's wife. But here, that's Eisha Sacha B'Chalitza. He's regular, she's regular. Chalitza can be done, and she's free to marry somebody else. Shnei Achen, Echad Chareshes V'Echad Pikeach. Listen to Shnei Achis. Achad Chareshes V'Echad Pikachas. Okay? So what is a total rabbinic marriage and what is a total biblical marriage? Meis b'keach bal pikachas. Sorry. Meis cheresh bal chereshes. Ma yas b'keach bal pikachas. Teitzim shemachayshish. Again, he's married biblically. His biblical marriage cancels the zika to his wife's sister. Meis cheresh bal chereshes. Ma yas b'keach bal pikachas. I just did that. Meis b'keach bal pikachas. Ma yas cheresh bal chereshes. Meis is ishta beget because he can't stay married to her because he has a biblical zika to her sister. There's nothing he can do because his brother's wife is usher because he can't do yibum because it's his wife's sister and there's no chalitza by a cheresh. Weiter. Shnei akim echad cheresh v'echad b'keach nesuim l'shtei nachriyos. Two non-genetically related women, pikles. So what is a biblical marriage? What is a rabbinic marriage? Meis cheresh bal pikachas. Ma yasim b'keach bal pikachas. So he can do is she's regular, he's regular. Right? There's a rabbinic kli of yibum, and he can do either chalitza or yibum. Meis b'keach bal pikachas. Ma yasim cheresh bal pikachas. Kindness, he can do yibum. It's a biblical zika. But ain't a mighty l'aylam, since it's a biblical marriage, a rabbinic get will not take care of it. Two brothers that are regular, married to two sisters, two women that are not related. Achas b'kachas, achas chareshes. Meis b'keach bal chareshes, mayasa b'keach bal b'kachas. Kindness, he can do yibum. Vimratzu lo'itzi yaitzin, he can divorce her. Meis b'keach bal chareshes, mayasa b'keach bal chareshes. Oichaylet emiyabim, he's regular, she's regular. Therefore, he can do chalitzu yibum. Shnei achim, echad chareshes, echad b'keach, two brothers. One is a cheresh and one is regular. Nesuim lebeis nachrias achas chereshes achas bikachas. So one is a biblical marriage and one is a rabbinic marriage. Meis cheresh bal chereshes. Ma yasa bikach bal kachas. Kindness and ratzul loitzi yaitzi. He can do yibum and he can divorce her. Meis bikachas bal bikachas. Bikach bal bikachas. Ma yasa bal chereshes. Kindness. He can do yibum because it's not related to his wife. But ain't a mighty li'aylam. Since it's a biblical marriage, there's no way he can divorce her because he is a cheresh. Once you get the rule straight that a rabbinic marriage cannot affect the biblical zika, the Mishnah really reads just different cases with the same rules following everyone. That's the Gemara Bait. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Ma'ishna cheresh v'charesh is tkinu l'rabban ha'nesu'un. Ma'ishna d'shayta v'shayta lo tkinu l'rabban ha'nesu'un. Why by cheresh v'charesh is that the rabban instituted a rabbinic marriage? And why by him being a shayta or her being a shayta or both being shayta didn't they make a rabbinic marriage? So the Gemara, very simply, the Tanya, and how do I know that fact? Because it says, shayta v'katan shenasu, nashim u'mesu, nishasem p'turis m'nechalitzim na'ibum. It's not viewed as a legal marriage. Right, the Rabbanan did not institute the institution of marriage by one of the partners or both partners being mentally deranged, mentally challenged, deranged. The Gemara, I'll tell you what. Chayash v'charesh is the kind of the Rabbanan. It's a marriage that has the ability to last. Tekinul Rabbanan Nesu'un. So Rabbanan went and made an institution of marriage so these people should be able to be married and live much of a regular life as they can lead. Shaita b'shaita the climate concept Rabbanon, it won't work. One cannot live with a snake in one basket, meaning there's no way that a shaita can maintain a regular marriage. It's going to break up. It's headed for disaster. So it's going to Rabbanon and assume the Rabbanon work mustak in the institution of marriage. Why isn't a cotton have marriage rabbinically? That the Gemara Karish lo yasi the clown the suan, the kinu rabban and the suan. Cotton also the clown the suan, the kinu rabban and the suan. They didn't need it, they didn't feel it was necessary because it's a very limited window of time. He'll wait it out till he turns 13. They did not. There's no institution of marriage for a cotton.
But Katana is different.
Yes, as the Gemara is going to say in one line. Maishna Katana, Har Katana, the asil clown the suan, the kinu rabban and the suan. That was to prevent a minig of hefker. Now, just as an aside, this is a problematic gemara. I mean, it's a problematic many times in Shas because we find the concept of a katan getting married. Shlomo HaMelech married when he was 12. He was katan. Also, in other places, we seem to find that there's a mitzvah to marry your child off young. Hamasi and Samoch Lepirkan, all of Akasav Eimer, the Gemara Yevamos we had earlier in the sixth parak. For those who recall, we're not going to ask questions anymore because Chas v'Shalom, we don't want to embarrass anybody. But we had a Gemara that said, Hamasi and Samoch Lepirkan. So Tysus there says it goes on marrying your sons off before bar mitzvah. So Tysus, Avagab the cotton with Kinule Rabban and Nesuin Kazabinu Lakaman, even though we say later on there's no institution of marriage by a cotton, Mikomakum Lahokat Kinule Nesuin to have a belosibilus. They do allow a 12-year-old to get married, so it's not znus. We don't recognize it as a legal marriage, but it's not considered znus. So we encourage people to marry their sons off at 12, as it says. The Gemara says it's a big mila. Get them married young. It saves them from hirur, it saves them from averus. But they didn't give it an institution of marriage. No get required, nothing. No obligations financially. Just that it shouldn't be znus. So when we say cotton doesn't have nesuin, it's not like across the board, not as well. Some people even tie to somebody, I'm far from tying, I don't remember if it's a shaita machrein, that the same thing is true by a shaita. If a shaita does marry, we give it no validity of marriage. No yibum, no chalitza, no get, no nothing. But it's not nus. Not nus. That much we gave it. That's what some want to tie now. There is a shitas ribarzilai, which is a big tumul machrein, I'm just going to mention it, that just like a father can marry off his son, daughter, the ktana, a father has the ability to marry off his son, the cotton, biblically. Now, this makes a big controversy. Many Achrayim talk about it. The first piece of Avne Miluim, everybody talks about it. Can a father marry his son off? But even without that, Titus is telling us that a cotton can get married, and it's not a marriage in any sense, but it's not nus. It's a sanctioned way of living with a woman without the legalities of marriage. It's similar to way Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer learned that a ketana is really not a marriage. Remember, we had that machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua, how much validity to give to ketana's marriage. He didn't view it as much. Well, this is a step lower than that. It's not much, but it's not nus.
But this only Barzilai is only saying this at 12.
No. I honestly don't want to answer it. I think no is the answer to that. At any age.
And so I miss what happens.
It becomes biblical. Arkitana.
He does not do it.
Oh, wait a minute. According to Reb Barzilai, he's married biblically. Nothing happens in the government. But without the Reb Barzilai, Tysus said that we encourage Ketanim to get married. It's not znus, but it's not marriage. At 13, it turns into marriage.
Automatically, or
well, they live together. The same, no difference than a ketana.
No, he can't just walk away, or he can walk away.
Till 13, he can walk away. It's not a marriage.
Garish at 12.
According to Titus, no, it's not. Titus says there's no marriage, but it's not. Rabbi Barzilai, it's biblical marriage. No, you can't be megarish. The father can do it. The kid can't do it himself. It's a shailah. Zalchem meyadam, zalchem leyadam. This is the. The Avni Meluim, if you want to look into it, the Avni Meluim in the first piece. And Avni Meluim talks about this Reb Barzilai. That thing about Baita, I just mentioned it because I figured it's only right to mention it. That thing about Baita. Maishnach Ktana de Miyana, Maishnach Hareshis lo Mimana. Why did they institute in Miyun by Ktana, but by Hareshis, which is rabbinic, they didn't allow that? So the Gemara became Mimni Veloy Nasula. Because nobody's going to marry Hareshis if she can walk out. Whereas a ketana can only walk out till she's 12, so people will be nice to her till she's 12, and then she stops. Ma'isnok ketana is achlu b'truma, ma'isnok hareshes l'yachlu b'truma. Why don't they let a hareshes even eat rabbinic truma? Aye, she's married rabbinically. Zitnan, hey, Rabbi Yechim, and regard the hareshes, she's see avir, she eats a baguette, which is a separate issue. Ma'ketana b'ati social, this is l'chayim, she'chel is b'truma. V'ilu hareshes l'yachlu, it doesn't say a hareshes that her father, that a hareshes married herself off can eat truma. Now, the Gemara, because there is some Yahu Charesh b'Charesha. We're afraid you'll let a Charesh feed a Charesha. Check to do have a Lecha. What do we care? Cut knife on the veil soup. Let them do it. They're not Chayiv and Mitzvah. So, the Gemara, there is some Yahu Charesh b'Pekachas. The Charesh might feed a Pekachas, which there she is mitzuvah not to eat truma. Right, the Gemara, who cares? She's married. We're afraid a cheresh will feed the pekachas truma deraisa. Therefore, we don't let the cheresh feed the pekachas truma derabanan, and we don't let a cheresh feed the cheresh truma derabanan, and we don't let a pekayach feed the cheresh truma derabanan. And the Gemara is going to prove how we know that in a second. The Gemara didn't came in mind really not too long. People won't want to marry a Chareshis if she has to give her a Ksuba. Whereas the Ktana, again, it's a limited time. She's going to become an older girl, and she'll be a regular wife. Track the Gemara Ktana, we know this looks Ksuba. Not Hamamanes, a woman that walks out, a Ktana that walks out Ashnia, which is a rabbinic Arab of islandess, Eilan Ksuba. Island, this is a Mecca toss. Mashma, Abiyat to beget, but she can be divorced. Abiyat to beget, Uktana, but if he would divorce her, yes, Luxuba. The Chiresh is Minolan, the last Luxuba, the Mam Cheresh with Ashaita Shinasu, because Abish in the Spakeh, Cheresh with the Staff Ashaita, Eilan Aleim Kum. They have no obligation from the previous marriage, but to the Kaiman, yes, Luxuba. If they want to keep them, now that they're both regular, he's Chayim and Luxuba. Whereas Bekeach Shinasu Chiresh is Ashaita, Avil Lakasim Lameik Suba, Monuk Subas the Kayamas. If he wrote it to her, that he has to keep it. He wants to hurt himself. Again, people won't want to marry a chareshes if they would have to give her a ksuba. If she's regular, why don't we give a ksuba to her? They won't marry a charesh. Don't we want to encourage regular women to marry a charesh? That's not a big problem. They'll marry the Cheresh anyway. Ahu Cheresh, Abba Mishavosed, Reb Malkiah, he was in the neighborhood of Malkiah, Antele Yitzah. Reb Malkiah found him a wife, the Kosovo, Arba Meizuzim, in the Chosev, and he wrote a Ksuba for the Cheresh, obligating the Cheresh in 400 Zuz. Amarabba, Manchokim, Kurev Malkiah, the Gabra Rabahu. So, Abba, Ilu, Rasa, Shivcha, Lusham, Shemilizim, Ninalei, we would buy him a maidservant. Koshkin Hocha, the Gitarti, he has the maidservant plus a wife. The wife of a cheresh, there is no chiyav of ashim tali. Leimim mesayle, chamishul yitrei mubim tarma in trumas and truma. Eloin cheresh shayt v'katan, batayim shayn shalai, you take truma of somebody else's. Leivuduchamish shatarma shisua filibishul shisua in trumas and truma, because he can't be an agent. So it says clearly, the cheresh is in trumas and truma. So of course, there's no ashim tali. She's not an agent fish. But the gemara damek Reb Lazer, saying it according to Reb Lazer, saying it bitzchur mechum Reb Lazer. Tumas cheresh leteitzul mechut lechu safik. Reb Lazer treats a cheresh like a safik vendas. So therefore, that's what Shmuel is saying. No Hashem Tali. In fact, the Gemara, why? He's here, Reb Lazer, Hashem Tali, nami lechayev. And for the Gemara, bina chaticha m'shtei chatichas. Shmuel's opinion is that you need to have double, a vadai iser and a vadai heter, and you don't know which one you did. Not, b'shaikin, not that there's only one piece, and we don't know what it is. He learns it out from sukkah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Even though Kai is a suffix in one piece. He holds a Kablaz that it's a suffix by Cheresh, but he holds that for Ashim Tali you need Chaticha Achas Mishnei Chatichas. Why Ashim Tali? He's not a Bendas at all. The Gemara is a look at Blazer that says that he's a suffix Bendas.
We're concerned that might be a
deraisa. Deraisa. Going to a blazer, it's a suffix deraisa. Correct.
Is there any punishment for drabonon at all? Or kapara for him for the
drabonon? You're not allowed to bring a carbon for drabonon.
Is there anything?
It's called tshuva, davening, tshuva. Rabbeinu Yaina says, going off on a tangent, but it's an important Rabbeinu Yaina. I think it's important Rabbeinu Yaina. The Beinu Yonah says in Brachas, and in Charge, I think he says in Charge Shuvah too, that why do we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before we say davening, to start davening? Why is that part of davening? Because I'll add it to Shemayin Esrei. So he said, David HaMelech wrote that pasuk by the story of Bathsheba, and there was no carbon for him to bring. Because whatever he did, Aver, or whatever it was, there was no carbon to bring. So he says in the pasuk there, Kleisach v'zevach v'teina, oilu le'sirtza, there's no carbon for me to bring. So he wrote before that Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So Rabbeinu Yonah, David HaMelech was saying, when there's no carbon, my tefillah has to be b'makom carbon. So there's no carbon for me to bring. So Hashem, let me daven and do tshuva and accept my tshuva. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not that we have no Beis HaMikdash, so we have no karbanos to bring. So we say that pasuk before davening. Shem Svasai Tiftach, Fi Agitim Osecha. Let my davening be b'makim carbon, that it should be a kapara for me for those averis that I unfortunately cannot bring a carbon today.
Carbon is tehillah?
No, tehillah secha means praise, can be tefillah as well. Both go with the same thing.
The Rabbi would say it's the same idea.
Right? I'm
just telling you what Rabbi Yehuda says.
I'm better than learning it.
Again. I'm not against learning. I'm all pro Tyra. But I'm just saying what Rabbi Yehuda says. Davening is also important. Start thinking about it. Boy Ravashi, my time in her blood. Mipshim Shitulei the Cheresh died to Klushasahu. Does he know that a Cheresh has a weak das? Me Masapkalei died to Tzlusa. Elab died to Tzlusa. He's Masupik. How to consider that amount of das? Uloilam Chod the died to, but it's constant. Adum Pshitulei the died to Klushasahu. Elab died to Tzlusa. But he's a cheresh, he's a real cheresh, he's not a das. Every cheresh has ups and downs. It's one, kedushin kach yerushin. Take it, we don't know my take. The status. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Dvar Taira, shayta miskareshes. Biblically speaking, you can be megaresh, a woman that's a shayta. He married her as a pikachas. Rachmana Litzlan, she turned into a shaita. You can be megarish. Immediately have a pikachas valkarcha. Matam avayin megarish. Shli handig b'minig hefka. The rabbana took away his option of divorce, so he should take care of her. Hechidam. Ilay with the adaslish begitav adaslish maratzim. Is she in this stage that she knows she's divorced and she can keep herself protected? Minag b'minig hefka. Why wouldn't the rabbana let her divorce her? She has no yad. You can't put it in her yad. It's like putting it on the ground. He doesn't get it. She knows she's divorced. How unfortunately, she has a yad. When he's a shaita, it says loyitzi alamas. Ma'ishnohak the tani alamas, ma'ishnohasim the loyitzi alamas. Shemami noha. The right side of the rabbanon. One is biblical, one is rabbinic. Am Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Ibayilu. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri ish pshitala. He knew that a man charesh can give a get. The isha come ibayilu. And his question is, can a woman receive a get as charesh's? He knows that a woman can, whether he can give. Since the way they express himself is, you can't compare the man to the woman. Because you say the woman is not like the man, is not like the woman. So the other rabbi would come along, when they prove from the Adis of Rabbi Yechim and Gugadda that you could divorce the woman that's Chareshes, Shmamina Isha can be born. Look to my right. The Shilas Isha. And Rabbi Yechim and Uli Devrayim come along. He was talking to the Rabbanon. He said, Luthi Di, Kev the Isha Lamasi Megarish, you should not be Lamigarish. El the Tchu, according to you, Maishna Isha, Maishna Ish. What is the difference between a woman and a man? Amulai, Ainadayim, Isha Megarish, Isha Megarishes. Because a man needs das, needs decision-making power, and he doesn't have it. And a woman doesn't need any decision-making power, therefore she can get a get. Hey, Rabbi Yechim. Amar Rav, Medusa Shrabi Yechim and Gugadda, we learn. Amar Le'edim, Rugadda Shani Noitzen. Amar Lo, and he said to her, Kinsi Shtar Chayv, take the Shtar Chayv. So, Harizu Megarashis, even though at the time of divorce, she doesn't realize she's divorced. Bila Amar Rabbi Yechim and Gugadda Le'bina Taita, as long as it's given to her, she doesn't have to get it right away. He changed his mind. He would have told it to the Adam. He's afraid. He's embarrassed to tell her that he's divorcing her.
He's divorced or not divorced?
They are divorced. I'm sorry?
He didn't tell the Shliach here. He's still divorced?
He told the Adam, I'm divorcing her, and then he turned to her and said, can you hold this for me? The question is he changing his mind, or is he embarrassed to tell her that I'm divorcing her?
No, the Adam don't have to know.
Of course they have to know.
Ede Kabbalah.
Any Mesira have to know he's giving a get.
Any what?
Mesira, giving over.
What is
there's no such thing.
No such thing. I made that up.
I didn't say that. I just said there's no such thing.
They have to witness that it was get that was given.
Correct.
Do they have to read the get?
That's quite biblically, rabbinically, it's not so simple. Biblically, not.
The woman isn't going to read the get.
She has to. She has to. But today we rely on the Rav. He does all that. He makes the Adam read the get. He makes the Adam read the get today.
And can
the
do?
Sure. They make the Adam read the get. Sure.
They can't. Maybe they don't understand it.
Again, the rabbi's there and he reads it with them.
And he can't be on the side of the husband, a fake.
Not today. Today this doesn't happen. By the time they finish this get, trust me, there's no fake. He has to be mevatel on this. It's a whole. We're so machmir about this. We're dealing with ancient fish. We're very, very strict. It's not a joke. That's why we made this woman do this thing 100%.
You mean they didn't do it back then?
Not really, no.
Into...
We're going to learn Masechta Gittin, so we'll learn all about it. Just stay tuned.
Okay.
Coming up. Staff is getting.
I got good news for you. I got my getting art school.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. It makes my day. Warms my heart.
Abe's books. Have you heard of it? And the guy says, oh, you'll get it before Christmas. I got it already.
That's very good. You should send them more money. Don't think about it, Tim. If you think about this, he lost the keys. The Beit Midrash of the Beit Midrash B'Shul Sarabim. Period. Take out the word B'Shabbatim. Also, the comment of Dust, I'm like Zil, and now it was Shabbos. He said, Zil, Tavar, Tali, Vitalia, take two little kids, boys and girls, and the tightly husband, let them walk there. The Mash, the Kulum, Vais, the Lu. Al Maksubber, Kut, Naich, and the Velas, in Bez, and Matsub, and Lavrisha, you don't have to stop them. Again, we'll learn the simple way, Loi Higia Lechinach. We're not going to get involved in the Chinach Shaila, we'll learn it's Loi Higia Lechinach. You can't tell him to do a malacha. So we see that you can let him do things. So Rabbi, no raya. And by rabbinic halachas, everybody holds. If he's we don't tell him turn it off or don't turn it off. You're not in charge of it. You have to make sure he doesn't turn it off. It's a raya that you are mitzvah lafrishai. That's because he's doing it for his dad, not doing it for himself. The classic guy mishari. That the gemara I died in nafshar, but the guy wants a check. Tashima. Ben Chaver Sharogale Lakasavi Imbai, the son of a Chaver that goes to his grandfather, Amaretz, and Klaishim Shami Akhlan or Dram Shannon Mustakonim. You don't have to worry that he might feed him things that didn't have miser. Basa Biyade Paris, but what if you see him have Paris? Ain't a Zakla, you can let him keep it. The Raya, the Amitsuva Lafrishai. Rabbechan Bidmaya Kibu. That's because it's rabbinic, because biblically we relied that Amaretz took miser. In fact, the Gemara now Rabbi Yechon contradicted himself. In one way, he's whittles out of the raya that ain't tzarech lavrishay. One way, he looks out of the raya, yes, tzarech lavrishay. A time of the dmai, of the boy lasurei, from Rabbi Yechon by sadas of Rabbi Yechon before said, you don't have to separate him unless he does this for his father. So the Gemara Rabbi Yechon zukim esapkula, he didn't know. So koyachim matri. Either way you go, he pushes it up. Tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Shem 6.